Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is going to be learning how to be vulnerable. So, what does vulnerability mean to you?
Good morning, Chas. What does vulnerability mean? It just means being real, just not putting a mask on, just being our true self, our natural self. But it can be uncomfortable when we haven't been ourselves. I mean, imagine if we were just always ourselves, then, you know, we'd be vulnerable all the time. But somewhere we learn to cover up our vulnerability and wear these masks, you know. And it's not really where we want to be. But we, in fairness to ourselves, I mean, we probably learned that as children, that it wasn't okay to be who we were. Therefore, we became who we thought people wanted us to be. And in the process, we lost sight of ourselves. Then how can you be vulnerable when you're not really being your authentic self? So vulnerability requires you to be authentic. And it may not be a journey that everybody has taken yet.
Yeah.
What about you? What does vulnerability mean for you, Chas?
It means just being me, not putting a fake smile on my face, letting people see me, not forcing conversation. These are things that I've always used to cover up the real me. You know, looking like I'm more social than I really am, smiling, being the funny one. When underneath there, yeah, sometimes I don't want to smile and I don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's been a big one for me. Just letting myself be me.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's so hard?
'Cause there's a voice in there that criticizes me for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's judgment about it. There's judgment for just allowing myself to be me.
Right. Yeah.
And there's the other side of vulnerability, you know, putting myself out there, which I've been doing that a lot lately. That feels, and even on these podcasts some days, I'll share something that makes me feel, should I have shared that? that creates a vulnerable feeling, just expressing more of me.
Do you think that people often hide their vulnerability because they have shame about who they are?
Absolutely.
So then they have to put on that face that they think will be acceptable because there's shame about their own true self, because someone probably shamed us, right?
Which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we feel shame about just being us.
I know. It is a shame, but it's a lot of people have experienced this.
Yeah, there's a lot of masks. Yeah. And I know I was recently telling you, speaking of masks, you know, with this whole pandemic and mask wearing, like I got really comfortable wearing a mask, like literally. Like mm-hmm. I got really comfortable with that mask on my face because I didn't have to pretend at all because nobody could see my face. So I was just me. And so it you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just me. I never had to try around people because they couldn't see that I wasn't smiling, or and I had a reason not to talk, and I had a reason to stay far away. Like it gave me an excuse, and some of those things really are me. Mm-hmm. I may have taken it a little too far in the other direction, but I think it helped me I've kind of come back to the middle road with that a little bit, but
So
yeah.
where are you at today with that? Now that you've taken the mask off.
Well, I have shared some more of myself with people, just, I do like to talk sometimes. Like, I do like a little conversation. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. I have very white, black and white thinking sometimes,
Okay.
but I feel like I've shared some more of myself, and which in turn helps people share some more of themselves with me, which is nice to connect. Like, connection is good.
Right.
So, yeah, I did recently see, like, wow, I've gotten really comfortable with this thing on my face.
So then the middle road for you and taking it off is being yourself, not making yourself smile or do things that go against you, and interacting some what feels right for you, right?
Yeah.
And not forcing yourself to do more or to avoid, just finding that middle road. Is that's what you're saying?
Yeah. I feel like it honestly helped me. Like, I really do. I mean, like I said, I know I took it a little too far, but I feel like it really helped me learn how to just be me
Yeah.
in some ways.
I think wearing masks, I think it's changed a lot of people. For me too. Just I don't know. Well, I think initially for me there was just, more concern about the pandemic and the reasons why we wear the mask and practicing safety. But in practicing that, there was fear in there too. So I didn't look at people. I think I went through a period where I was just getting in and getting out. I didn't want to hang around. I didn't want to have a conversation. I just wanted to get my grocery shopping done or whatever it was that I was doing. Get in and get out. I don't feel that quite so much. I still wear my mask when I go in places, but I remember to look people in the eyes and smile, and I don't feel so uptight about it. And I know that a lot of people aren't wearing masks, and I had some judgment about that too, but I don't anymore. Everybody's just where they're at. And for myself, even though I'm probably the minority, I still am more comfortable wearing a mask. Not that I'm hiding anything behind there, but for safety reasons, for health reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it I think that in some ways it could have forced us to let go of vanity. Look, I don't think that became so important anymore, what we were wearing. Well, it doesn't really matter when you're wearing a mask.
Exactly.
It
It
really saying so
it yeah, it lets you be you.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I could wear things. Well, I've taken to wearing these lovely little pajama bottoms pants that I love them. They're like jogger pants. And I wear them to the stores. I just really don't care. I'm comfortable in them and they look cute. So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I let my eyebrows go for 2 years, or I guess it was probably only a year that I let that happen. I quit painting my nails and my toenails, and and that is vulnerability for me, because those things are me too. Like, to not have to feel like I need to look a certain way when I leave.
That cutesy look, right? You
Yeah,
like
and I mean,
feeling.
lately, I've, seen myself putting normal clothes on. My son is like, "Where are you going?" It's like, "What do you mean?" "Oh, I have normal clothes on." He probably hasn't seen that. So recently, I've started, I guess, going more middle road with things. I don't need to be so far in the other direction.
Yeah, so you feel safe to be more vulnerable without your mask.
I do.
That's good. So it really did, it was helpful, right?
Yeah, it really was.
Because first we have to figure out what feels right and what doesn't feel right. and then implement it in our lives.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're vulnerable?
I do, but it doesn't feel like anything. Like at one time, being vulnerable felt, well, initially it felt a lot of shame. Ugh. When I first went to meetings, I was so full of shame. I hadn't started doing my work yet, and I was just so uncomfortable in my own skin. It took a long time, honestly, for me to get comfortable, because I never liked group settings like that. I never liked to be thrown in. I didn't like going to school because I didn't like being thrown in a big classroom full of people that I didn't know. I just didn't like it, like that feeling. Some people do, but I don't. And, but today, no, I just, I feel like I'm always me. I don't feel like there's any part of me that's performing or there's any pretenses. I just more and more, just my true self. And just trusting myself. I trust myself. I trust my intention. And so when trusting your intention allows you to be your authentic self too. When you know your heart, when you know that there's a goodness in you, you know you have a desire to help others, to serve God. And that's just there. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. Doesn't mean you aren't going to make mistakes. That's all part of learning and growing. But I feel safe enough to be myself. And sometimes, it takes me back a little bit like, oh, you really are yourself today. Yeah, I really am.
Yeah,
I really am. This is who I am. There's nothing, there's no hidden anything. And there's no hidden agenda. Today, I think that I always, and I think codependents always have an agenda. We're always trying to get our way, our needs met, fix our abandonment issues outside of ourselves. Like we're always have an angle, even though we can be kind people. It can be kind of tricky to the mind because we can be really good people and helpful and kind. However, we have an agenda, and I don't have an agenda anymore. My agenda is gone. My only intention is to be of service. But I'm not looking for any validation. I'm not looking for any special feeling. I'm not looking. I can just be. And it's a good place. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, I feel that from you. I feel that you're just you.
Yeah.
Just and me. In turn, that allows, I can just speak for myself, but it allows me to be just me.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just you, it lets me be just me.
Yes. And I'll tell you the last time that I really felt vulnerable was when I started having these physical issues. When, I had to have surgery on a herniated disc, and then I had knee issues and neck issues and all these issues. And after the surgery, I couldn't do the things that I normally, I couldn't bend over, I couldn't lift, I couldn't, so I had to ask for a lot of help, and wasn't something that I was used to doing, but in that experience, it helped me to get more comfortable being vulnerable and asking for help, and just letting me be where I'm at, because I've always been in a role of leadership. That's just always how I've positioned myself my whole life, in a role of leadership. And even as a child, teaching my brothers and my brother and sister and my cousins how to dance in the basement, I was still in the leadership role. So it's always how I position myself. But for once, I had to ask for help and just let others step up and sort of take the lead. And it wasn't easy, but it was life-changing. So I can be both now. I can be vulnerable that way if I need help to ask for it. And still in a leadership role. I don't think that's going to change because it's kind of just part of who I am. It's to kind of take the lead in the things I believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I feel vulnerable in the opposite sense. Like I've always let others lead me. That's my comfortable spot. So lately, with some of the things that we've been doing, like I've taken the lead on some things and it's a really uncomfortable feeling for me. So it's interesting that it's kind of reverse. Like I'm used to just, I don't like that feeling, I guess, of taking the lead on things. I never have.
Well, Jess, I would give that a little more thought because, I have been encouraging you to go ahead, do it, do whatever, I trust you, especially creatively. I know that you can, you're capable of doing really good work. And so I have wanted you to take the lead, and you have. You've stepped up and done it.
Yeah, it comes
So,
with a feeling though. It comes with a feeling.
what's the feeling?
Probably, well, I know that I didn't want to take over. I have a fear of taking over something. Like I didn't want to take over the project.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of handing it to you
I
then.
know. Yeah, it's that's different though. It's just changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you're trying to take it over from somebody that didn't want to let go, but I didn't want that responsibility.
Yeah.
And you did. And so it's a working relationship because we don't like the same things. We both have our niche. I like to just create and and you like creating in the way that you're creating, so it's just it works.
It
If we
does.
both like the same thing, it would be a little more challenging, I think, but it's just interesting how we have no interest in the same things, even though we have a common goal,
Yeah.
right?
That's changed though, because you have taken the lead on those kind of things.
Absolutely. I would have
So
been
it's
completely in
so
charge.
so the role has the roles have kind of swapped and it's an adjustment.
Yeah, and in the past, if I, even if I would have turned it over to you, I would have been micromanaging it.
I know.
And
I
I don't have any feeling, I don't feel any need to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which leaves me in a place of it is a vulnerable feeling of just okay, like it's just this wide open space of I don't know.
It's
It's just
learning to trust yourself. It's a
yeah.
trusting yourself that you can do things that maybe, you want other people to do for you, but you're capable of doing them yourself. Just like doing a book. It was a great experience for me to figure out how to lay a book out and, publish a book. And just it's fun watching you have that experience of believing that you could do it. Right?
Yeah.
And yeah, and if you found something that you loved. And I'm thinking greeting cards are coming.
I'm thinking so. You know,
Yep. Greeting
there's no playing it small anymore. That's, and I keep telling you, I feel myself wanting to grab for that feeling. I just want to play it. I like being small. I like that place. It's comfortable. Like, I
cards.
mean, a
Okay.
part of me wants that, but another part of me likes the challenge.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't even put it out there to the universe that you like
Yeah.
small. Don't do that, Jess. Just no.
Yeah.
Don't be comfortable there anymore. That's not how we're meant to be. We're not wired to be small.
Yeah.
That's ego.
It is. That's also part of being vulnerable, too. Putting yourself out there. Don't play it small.
Yeah. And when you put yourself out there, you have to stand up to the criticism. Not everybody's going to be your fan.
No.
There's going to be people that, are drawn to you, and there's going to be people that are going to hate you just because, for no reason. It's just what it is. It's just, it's just how it is. And you have to withstand all that. You can't let the praise go to your head, and you can't let the haters get to you either.
Yeah.
Just have to treat everybody the same and let people have their opinions and feelings, but continue to walk the course that feels right for you and to shine brightly.
Yeah.
Wow, this is our longest podcast,
I know, we're just going on and on today. I guess we have a lot to say this morning.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well,
So vulnerability. Yep.
good topic.
It is. And it really is just about being ourselves.
Yes, and I would say to the audience, got to do your shame work. If you have shame about who you really are and you're afraid people are going to find out and leave you, you got to work through that. Most likely, there will be some people that will that care about, are drawn to the false parts of you, well, that may fall away, but there'll also be people that'll be drawn to your authenticity. And gosh, it's so much easier just to be yourself than it is to perform. It's just draining. Performing is draining.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!